Good morning. 00 hours. Snow. 30 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Snow. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. 24 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. 22 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 21 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 21 degrees.
KD8DXQ, listening.
WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 19 degrees.
Morning, Chris. Just out shoveling the driveway. K8LDF, KB8RBP. Good morning.
Yeah, I just got done with that too, and my breakfast and my early morning first coffee. So I'll probably have to stop over at McDonald's and pick up a breakfast sandwich. A lot of snow, man. I wasn't expecting that. A lot of drifted areas. We shoveled the whole driveway. And starting to ice up over here. Well, be careful shoveling, man. A little at a time.
Yeah, like I was telling you, even though I work from home, I still pretty much keep my same routine from all the years working. Already shaved. Instead of getting on the treadmill today, the driveway is my workout. The call center people that I take care of remotely, a lot of them live in Arizona, Nevada, California, all the warm climates, so I tell them what the temperature is, they can't believe it. But They said, what do you do for exercise in the wintertime? I said, grab your shovel and go out and shovel your driveway, the sidewalk, help your neighbor shovel their driveway. And they're like, oh.
Oh, exactly. It's good exercise if you don't overdo it, you know. Those pusher shovels work really nice, but you always want to, I always undercut it by half as I'm pushing it on an angle, so not so hard to lift up when you get to the end of your destination point, you know. Yeah, I got up early. And that was a good thing I did. I finally put the motorcycle away last night. I went and got some gas and a plastic gas can and dumped fresh gas in there with some staple and let it rest for a while and cleaned out the area that I parked it in the garage, and I moved it there, and I waited for it to cool down, and then spark plugs and where I could grab a hold of them. They were still pretty warm. I squirted a stable fogger into the cylinders, and I screwed the spark plugs back in, torqued them down, and gave it a quick wipe down and parked it, and then I went and got the snow thrower, and I moved that around and hit the primer button a few times, pulled it, started right up. I thought, cool, you know, no issues. And it stalled out. Oh, that's weird. There's plenty of gas in there. And I pulled, and I pulled. So I got carburetor issues to deal with that possibly tonight.
Yeah, that's never fun, especially when it gets really cold out. I've had to deal with that before. I quit using stable probably, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago. I just run the gas out of everything. Lawnmower, I ran it till it quit. We have a Leaf vacuum bagger machine, and I ran that till it quit. Snowblower, I ran that. Usually in the spring, I'll take it out in the yard and just let it run until it quits. That one holds quite a bit of gas in the bowl. And it's got a little screw in the bottom, kind of sideways on the bottom of the bowl. You undo that and you can drain the gas out of the bowl on the snowblowers. My generator's the same way. It's got a special screw. It's not the one on the very bottom that takes the bowl off. It's just the drain. You can drain all the gas out of the bowl once you let it run until it quits. There's always a little bit left in there, which will tend to gum things up. But, yeah, you definitely got to have the snowblower going. I've got an electric plug-in snowblower with a 100-foot cord, and that'll do 4 or 5 inches of snow, and then I've got a two-stage walk-behind, six gears, forward gears. And I use that if we get a lot of snow. And I got, I think, 4 shovels. Sometimes Patty will shovel, and I'll shovel, do it together and just tag team it because we help the lady next door. Other times we just pull the snowblower out. Patty will run the snowblower if I've got to leave and go to work or go somewhere. If I turn the snowblower around, fill it with gas, plug it in, for the electric start, you have to plug it in. If I have it already, she'll run it. But if it's in the corner facing the back of the garage, she won't touch it. She's like, I'll shovel if I can or wait till you get home. So when I worked in the office every day, I always had the snowblower where my car was when I pulled out, turned around, plugged in, ready to go, and I'd come home and she'd have it all done. KB8RBP.
There you go. That's nice. You appreciate that too, you know. I know I do. And I know you do too. Yeah. Well, your walk behind is with all the gears my. Last year I emptied out all the gas out of the snow thrower and thought I was doing the right thing. And when winter came and I went to put gas in it and put the gas valve on and cranked it, pulled it, it wouldn't even kerchunk. It wouldn't do anything. Like, nothing there. Pulled the spark plug, see if I was getting a spark. Yeah, plenty of spark. Well, took the carburetor apart, and that was all stuck. Well, I ain't gonna do that again. So last year, I put stable in it. I just had regular gas in there, fresh regular gas in it. Just filled it up and parked it in the shed, you know. And started it up, you know, before I put it away. And yeah, she's good to go for this year, and I want to use it. You know, ran for probably about a minute and sat. And then shut down. So I thought, well, guess it doesn't matter whether you got gas in it or whether you didn't put gas in it. So, yep. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I usually spray the shovels down too with silicone spray. And I didn't do that, so when I put the shovel this morning, it's like, dang it! Didn't spray the shovels before I start scooping the stuff. Started getting wet down below, you know. Like the concrete was warm, you know, and it was like sweating underneath. Unless they got rain last night and then it snowed, I couldn't tell ya. I slept like a brick.
Yeah, Wednesday is trash day in our neighborhood. So the recycle guy comes pretty late sometimes. It was just starting to get dark. He came through. So I went out to get the trash cans and bring them in, and it was raining. It was 32 degrees, and it was raining, just real white. And a couple hours later, about 7 o'clock, it was turning over to snow, so all that wet all turned to ice. I've got two or three weather apps on my phone. It was going off all last night. We had a squall warning, snow squall warning from 9 to 10. You couldn't see the houses across the street in my neighborhood. It was snowing so hard. A lot of warnings up around Midland. It was saying I-75, US 10, heavy snow at times. So I knew we were going to have some snow this morning. A lot of drifting. There's places in my driveway that are clear, and there's places that have 8 or 9 inches. So a lot of drifting. Yeah, we've all been there with the carburetors. I really messed up one time with my motorcycle. It was the year we moved here. We had so much work to do on the house. I moved my motorcycle over here and parked it, and it only had a half a tank of gas, and it has a metal tank. I always fill it up every fall, so it's full to the top, and I didn't do that. It had a half a tank. And when I went to get it ready in the spring, the inside of the gas tank was all rusted. It's like, darn it. Had to buy a new gas tank. Wasn't expecting that. And they're not cheap. They're not cheap. And I've helped a neighbor lady in the fall. She just puts her lawnmower in the garage, half tank of gas, full tank of gas, a little bit of gas. Every spring it won't start. I got to dump the old gas out. It's been sitting for 6 months, and I try to tell her, you know, run it out or give me a call. I'll come over and put some stable in it or whatever you want to do. And she always forgets. K8LDF, K8RBP, where are you getting to be? Your signal's been pretty good today.
Yeah, I'm still out in the country road. I'm stuck in long length of careful drivers. And I'm on eastbound Midland Road, it's called. Semi way up front, and probably about 10 cars in front of me. But that's about to change because I gotta take a side street here to get onto the main street that I need to take to get to work. Those tires. But, yeah, I'm on my way to work, and like I said, I'm going to have to stop at McDonald's to get something to eat, because if I don't, it'll be hell to pay. So I have to scrape me off the pavement at work. Phone was going off too, and I just getting all those warnings. I read a few of them, and I was working on an indoor project, and I just got tired of my phone kept going off, and I just, enough of that. It's got to be charged. I shut her down and plugged it in to charge overnight. So instead, my smartwatch kept going off instead. Oh, brother. Yeah, stupid carburetor issues. Never know. And, yeah, you got motorcycle, you got metal tank, you gotta fill them right up. I filled most of it up to the top, not quite to the top. So, I keep the bike pretty well covered. I've got a thin cover that I cover it with, and then got this really heavy-duty, almost like a canvas type, that cover up the bike with that. And then I just plug in a battery tender in it. Let it plug in all month and then unplug it for about a month, and then the next month I'll plug it back in. I don't leave it continually charged. I'm afraid of it not really overcharging it, but I just always had better luck unplugging it for a month and then replugging it back in for a month, you know, since it doesn't get started. KB8RVP, KA8 all day up. I'm finally on Wilder Road in Bay City.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to knock out the rest of this I'm going to knock out the rest of this driveway, and I got to be at my desk in about 10 minutes. So have a good rest of your day. Enjoy your hot breakfast there, and I'll listen out for your final. 7-3, Chris, KAB8RVP.
Good. Be careful, man. And have a good day. And I'll catch you tomorrow. Probably about the same time. KB8RVP, KA8 all the 73s. And like I say, be careful out there. Have a good day, bud. Thank you.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly clear. 19 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 19 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 19 degrees.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, come Bravo, Foot Bravo.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 24 degrees.
KEA. Oh, okay. We are up and monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 24 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 27 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees.
KF8BNJ, Holly McGinn, radio check please. One more time. KF8BNJ, Holly McGinn. Was wondering if anybody can hear me. Is this thing working?
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo, November, Juliet. Leave radio check. KF8BNJ, Holly, Michigan. My name is Bill. I need a radio check.
Bill, your radio's working. Sound good. KCNOZK. Cassidy.
Dadgum, 73s, all the good shit your way. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. KC8OZK.
KF8BNJ, listening.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees.
Well, monitoring.
Penetrating the base.
KD8IWS, go ahead. IWS, I don't think that's a call I've contacted before. My name's Ken here, this is KF80YL. I'm in Birch Run and just enjoying a sunny afternoon here. Great, real good, Ken. Yeah, I was just monitoring this repeater, which is only about a mile and a half from my house, so I heard you come on. So you've got decent weather up there, a little windy, probably not much snow. I think we got three, four inches or so last night, but it's going away. I think it's supposed to be 40 degrees in the next couple of days. It'll be gone.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can.
Yeah, I just got back last night from the Gaylord area, and we got hammered up there. We had about 2 to 3 feet in our area. I know over by Otsego Lake they had a full 3 foot, and I think everybody from Thursday to Sunday morning had gotten about 43 inches in that area, at the Gaylord area. So, yeah, it was kind of different coming down here. Once we got south of West Branch, the snow started tapering off, and next thing you knew, we were going through Bay County, and it was just a dusting then in that area. And then by the time we got to my QTH in Fenton, we didn't have hardly any snow on the ground. And then we had that squall come through last night, put a couple inches on the ground for us. But that was pretty interesting to go from 2 to 3 foot of snow down to snow.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I have a buddy who's a sergeant sheriff in Crawford County in Grayling there, and yeah, he says, yeah, they got a, he's measuring it in feet. So, yeah. Yeah, the snow we got came last night. It's like 3-4 inches here, so. It's okay. I'll take it. The more snow, the better. I like snow.
Hey, Ken, let me have your call sign one more time so I can write it down.
It's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima KF8AYL.
Okay. I got it down that time. That's a new call, I think. How long have you had your license?
Since April. I got that one in April. So, yeah, I'm new to the ham world here.
Okay. Well, if you like snow, have you ever gone up to the Snowdrift Rally up at Atlanta? That might be something you would enjoy doing. And you actually can become a part of the festivities being an amateur radio operator. If you've got a pretty good vehicle that can manage the snow conditions, you can actually do communications work for the Snowdrift Rally. And don't know if you've ever heard of it or thought about it.
Yeah, I've heard of that one before. I do spend. We have a place up in the Keweenaw that is going to be our retirement place. Trying to build out, get a barn built, and fix up the house there. And I spend any winter time that I get, I go straight there. So, yeah, no, I've heard of the Atlanta one. Never attended it though. Never been there, so not sure what actually goes on there, but sounds pretty good.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a good place to apply amateur radio communications. Get to watch the race live. Once you get on their list, then they have team meetings, briefings. You get your vehicle set up. If you've got a mobile unit, then you get it set up so that you can, they'll assign a particular area of the race course that you'll be in charge of, keep pedestrians off the race course. Maybe shut down an intersection, put up signs, yellow caution tape, and it's pretty exciting. You see a lot of racing, and these guys they bring cars that can. A lot of them run the Subaru cars, and. They come from all over the country, some from Europe, actually. Bigger drivers than they've had as of recent. But Ken Block was a big driver. David Higgins, I think is his name, another big driver. It's a lot of fun. Well, Ken, all right, I got your call sign down, KF8AYL. Mine is Kilo Delta 8 IWS. Good talking with you. I got to get back to what I was doing, and then I got to go put some lights on a tree for my wife. So have a good upcoming class. Good talking with you. Are you mobile by chance?
No, I'm, it's a mobile radio that's kind of acting as a base station at the moment. In my little makeshift shack, but yeah, good chatting with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and hope to chat with you again. KF8AYL.
Okay, Ken. I'll let you make another contact here. Good talking with you. KF8AYL, KD8IWS, Kurt and Fenton. Clear, 7-3.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly clear. 25 degrees.
KF8AYL, mind my screen.
Alright, I'm there, whatever.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly clear. 22 degrees.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly clear. 20 degrees.
KF8AYL, monitor.
KE8SVV, KE8AYL. Little Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 20 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.